This one is in the books with a final score of 52-20. I believe with a 32-point victory, and it was not like that at all in the first half. Let's go by the big plays here. It actually came out, Memphis scored first on their first drive, 7-0 after a 4-yard score and run from Bulls at the 5:54 mark in the first quarter. The next drive, Ubley scored right back about 2 minutes later. David Rakowski with a touchdown for a 37-yard run makes it 6-7 after a failed 2-point conversion. Memphis, on the very next drive, scores in one play for 57 yards. Hayes,
I think that was on the reverse.
That was on the reverse, in fact. And it made it 14-6 after the extra point was good at the 3:29 mark. Ubley, very next drive, scores again. Kavaski in a 1-yard dive makes it 14-14 after he completed 2-point conversion with 30 seconds left in the first. We now head to the second quarter. Memphis has a turnover of downs in fourth quarter. Ubley stuffs him on fourth down, still tied at 14 apiece. Ubley then marches down the field at 7:45 left before halftime. A 26-yard run from Sweeney makes it 22-14 after he completed 2-point conversion. Memphis then has another stuff on fourth down by the Ubley defense, turns it over to Ubley at the 6-minute mark in the second quarter, still 22-14 Ubley. Ubley then has an interception. Agman brought it in for Memphis at the 2:25 mark, 3 minutes and 35 seconds later. Still that same score, 22-14. Memphis then marches down the field, takes them 15 seconds, Hayes to Hagman on a double reverse around the end, throws it for 80 yards, and a touchdown only one play 15 seconds later. Now it's Ubley 22-20. Then Ubley, still in the second quarter, has a touchdown pass from Sweeney to Kavaski with 22 seconds left, makes it 30-20, and then we have another turnover by Memphis as the clock winds down in the first half. Then we get to the second half. All of a sudden, we had about a 45-minute delay due to lightning. And then after that, Ubley marches down the field. Third quarter, 9:36 left in the third. And it's a Brian Bland touchdown run and makes it 38-20 after a completed 2-point conversion.
Turns into a Brian Bland show here coming up.
Very quickly indeed. Brian Bland basically did the entire second half. Memphis has an interception at 7 minutes left in the third. Still 38-20. Then Ubley turnover at downs. Ubley gets stuffed on fourth down. Very few times that happened tonight. Memphis gets the ball. And then Ubley touchdown Brian Bland. 2:10 left in the third. Makes it 46-20. 2-point conversion good. And then Bland another touchdown in the fourth quarter at the 6:12 marker. Makes it 52-20, 2-point conversion, no good.
Bland also recovered a fumble on special teams as well, so he really sort of took over, especially in crunch time at the end of the game.
It was impressive, needless to say, across the whole board of how Ubley really maintained and handled this game about halfway through the second quarter and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, it was back and forth all game. We were talking about how, you know, it was all offense and scoring on top of the other. A couple turnovers there that really didn't determine the game yet at all. The second half came out, Ubley come out fired up. We had a rain delay, Ubley come up even more fired up. Memphis looked like they didn't come back from the rain delay at all. And they just took over, and it started with the senior, Brian Bland. He scored the touchdown that gave him the 10-point lead. His touchdown gave him an 18-point lead after the 2-point conversion. And then an interception, and then a fumble recovery, followed by two more Bland touchdowns. They just took over the second half and were completely not blown away by that rain at all. They come right back, come out, ground and pound, beat up on Memphis in the fourth quarter.
And one thing I'd like to note, now the game's over, it's still raining out there, but it's definitely died down. The wind started to die down, and Mother Nature must be happy again. We'll see. Let's go through the individual stats first, starting for the Memphis Yellow Jackets. They had 354-yard total offense, most of it coming through the air. They had 139 yards rushing off of 24 tries. Serge Bowles, 11 carries for 73 yards. Aaron Hayes, number 9, 2 carries for 61 yards. Joe Hagman, 10 carries for 1 yard. He got caught in the backfield 4 times and evened that out to 1 yard. And then Connor Kovac, 1 carry for 4 yards for 139 yards altogether. As far as passing goes, Joe Hagman was 9 for 14 for 135 yards. And Hayes was 1 for 1 for an 80-yard score, who connected with Eggman, I believe it was, and receiving. Aaron Hayes was 4 for 13 yards. And Sean Perry, 1 catch for 37 yards. Getke was 1 for 11 Nate Miller, one catch for 4 yards, and Joe Hagman, one catch for 80 yards and a touchdown. Overall, 354 yards of Memphis to Ubley's 445. And as far as rushing, they had 417 of that come in the rushing game. Kurt Kabosky, 19 carries, 103 yards, the workhorse basically for three quarters of this game. And then Brian Bland, 11 carries for 85 yards. Tyler Brandle, 2 carries for 12 yards. David Rutkowski, six carries for 66 yards. Ryan Haig was on the bench in the second half, icing his right knee. He had 3 carries and for 18 yards. And Nick Sweeney, 13 carries for 134 yards. Every time he touched the football on the run, he averaged a first down. Nick Sweeney was 2 for 3 passing for 28 yards, not including the two-point conversions. And 1-1 to Dave Rutkowski for 12 yards, and Kirk Kabosky brought in the second one for 16 yards. Overall, 445 yards, 417 of it coming on the ground. Dave?
Can't say enough about the Ubley Bearcats rushing attack tonight. They did mix in a few passes that were very successful tonight. We can't even mention in the stat book the 3 completions he had for 2-point conversions. They were big tonight. That really put them over the top. I know Booms caught 2 of them. I think Kirk Kabosky caught the other one. Big time tonight through the air. We haven't seen that because we were there for week one. We didn't see the passing game at all in week one. Nick Sweeney really settling in at quarterback. He's the difference maker here. Kabosky, he does this every night. He doesn't get talked about enough. 100 yards rushing. Seems like he does that every night he's out here. Great to see the senior Brian Bland step up today. And Sweeney doing it on the ground and a little bit through the air. That's big. That's really going to open up this Bearcat offense, which has held them back the first 2 weeks of the season. They are looking good now going into week 4.
Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Final score, Ubley 52, Memphis 20. Ubley gets their first victory on the night. They are now 1-2. Memphis falls to 0-3 on the year. You're tuned to WIW. This game broadcast is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knights Insurance Agency, Randy's Hunting Center, McDonald Food and Family Center, Kotick Reader and Air Conditioning, Singer Bank, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Moore Shoreline of Seawing, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Ubley Motor Service, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank, and D&M Cabinets. Other phone services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor. For doing the stats, we had Kylie Kabosky pushing the buttons back in the studio, Jason Scott, color commentary, Dave Hanson, and Brian Terry. And I'm producer and host of this broadcast, Clark Ramsey. Until tomorrow, Rick Glazer will be on the air doing some 8-man football, North Huron at Caseville, the first Caseville home game in about 22, 23 years. Be sure to tune into that one. I'm getting a little tongue-tied here as the night progresses. An extended edition tonight. Woo! All right, well, this one's in the books. We're going to get off the air. We'll see you next time, folks.